please.
First excerpt, this is from Rabash, from the article concerning truth and faith. We were given the path of faith, which is above reason, namely not to take our sensations and reason into account, but say, as it is written, they have eyes and see not, they have ears and hear not. Rather, we should believe that the Creator is certainly the supervisor, and He knows what's good for me and what isn't. Therefore, He wants me to feel my state as I do. And for myself, I do not care how I feel myself, because I want to work in order to bestow. Therefore, the main thing is that I need to work for the Creator. And although I feel that there is no wholeness in my work, still in the vessels of the Upper One, meaning from the perspective of the Upper One, I'm utterly complete. As written, the cast out will not be cast out from Him. Hence, I'm satisfied with my work, that I have the privilege of serving the King, even at the lowest degree. That too, I regard as a great privilege that the Creator allowed me to come closer to Him to some degree.
Fourth verse. We're reading the fourth verse from the writings of Rabash, 2, Article 28. What is warned the great about the small in the work? One should depict to oneself as if one has already been rewarded with whole faith in the Creator, and already feels in his organs that the Creator leads the whole world in the form of good who does good, meaning that the whole world receives from him only good. According to the above, it follows that when a person engages in faith in the Creator, he should dedicate some time to depicting how he would feel it if he were rewarded with being near the Creator. And he would see with his own eyes the delight and pleasure extending to him and to all creations. How high-spirited and elated he would be. This depiction requires continuation, that his faith will be as knowing and seeing, meaning that the measure of the faith should be like seeing and knowing. This is a lot of work, because this is a path of truth, and it is as it is written, truth and faith, meaning that for his faith to be true, it is specifically like this depiction, that he must believe in the measure of the greatness of the faith as though he saw it, that he was believing with his eyes. In other words, to the same extent that he was inspired when he saw, so should be his excitement when he does not see, but only believes that this is so. This is why it is called faith in the path of truth, meaning that his faith is true as though he knew this. This is called true faith, or as it is written, truth and faith.
We'll go to excerpt number 10. This is from the writings of Rabash, volume 2. In order for the person to be able to receive something whole, a person has to have a whole deficiency, a complete lack. Hence, from above he is shown his deficiencies each time, which were concealed within his body. It therefore follows that a person must say that the Creator was merciful with him in that he revealed to him his faults, just as he has given him the filling. Therefore, there is no filling without a lack. By this we can interpret what is written, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. Generation after generation, I will make known your faith with my mouth. We should understand the meaning of sing forever. How can one sing to the Creator when he sees that he is full of faults and his heart is not whole with the Creator, and he feels far from the Creator, and sometimes he even wants to escape the campaign? How can he say that this is the Lord's mercies and he is singing about this to the Creator? According to the above, a person should say that the fact he is in a lowly state is not because he has become worse. Rather, now, since he wants to correct himself so that all his actions will be for the sake of the Creator, from above he is shown that his true state, what's in his body, which until now concealed and was not apparent. Now the Creator has revealed them, as it is written in the book, A Sage's Fruit. The Creator revealed to him what is truth, so that he can have a real prayer. It follows that on the one hand, now he sees that he's far from the Creator, and on the other hand, a person should say that the Creator is close to him and tends to him and shows him the faults. Hence, he should say that they are mercies. This is the meaning of the words, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. That is, on the one hand, he is happy and is singing about this. On the other hand, he sees that he must repent. In other words, he must ask of the Creator to bring him closer and give him the desire to bestow, which is a second nature.
Item number 2.
Reading excerpt number 2 from the article of Rabash, What is Do Not Add and Do Not Take Away in the Work. When a person wants to come into the holy work, he must first know what it is about, meaning whom he wants to serve. That is, first he must appreciate the greatness and importance of the king whom he wishes to accept him as a slave, to be as, quote, slaves serving the great one, not in order to receive reward, quote. Who is it who gives him the desire to serve the king without any reward? Only the greatness and importance of the king gives him the fuel to want to work without any reward. Therefore, the order is that he begins to walk on the right line, and then all his work is to imagine the importance of the king and thank him for giving him the desire and thought to take part in spirituality. It could be anything. Even if he is given a small thing to have a little bit of grip on spirituality, he regards it as great and important, as said in the clarification of the right line. It is the same with the second interpretation of the right line, as it is written in the name of Baal HaSulam, that right means turn to the right. This means that he must believe above reason and imagine that he has already been rewarded with faith in the Creator that is felt in his organs, and he sees and feels that the Creator leads the entire world as the good who does good. Although when he looks within reason and he sees the opposite, he should still work above reason, and it should appear to him as though he can already feel in his organs that so it really is. that the Creator leads the world as the good who does good. Here he acquires the importance of the goal, and from here he derives life, meaning joy at being near to the Creator. Then a person can say that the Creator is good that does good and feel that he has the strength to tell the Creator. You have chosen us from among all nations. You have loved us and wanted us, since he has a reason to thank the Creator. And to the extent that he feels the importance of spirituality, so he establishes the praise of the Creator. Once man has come to feel the importance of spirituality, which is called, one should always criticize how he truly, one should always establish the praise of the Creator, then is the time when he must shift to the left line. He must criticize now how he truly feels within reason the importance of the King, if he is truly willing to work only for the sake of the Creator. When he sees within reason that he is bare and destitute, that state when he sees the importance of spirituality, but only above reason, that calculation can create in him deficiency and pain for being in utter loneliness. Then he can make a heartfelt prayer for what he lacks.